Welcome, fellow investors, to the FY25 results con call for Tekkar Engineering. We have the management of Tekkar Engineering with us, and I'll hand over the call to Meet sir. Sir, you're on mute.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, everyone. Is my voice audible, Puneet?
Yes, pretty much.
Yes,
Yes, it's audible.
So, first of all, welcome and thank you all the investors for joining this call. We are looking forward to building our relation further and discussing on how the previous financial year has helped Tekkara. Right, so I will just share my screen. My screen is visible?
Not yet.
No, screen not
No.
visible.
No, Meet.
Okay, just a second.
Yes, now it is.
It's visible now.
Yes. Okay. Yes. So I will start now. So we always, start our presentations with our core purpose and core values. So we exist to elevate nations' aviation capabilities by delivering world-class experience. And our core values are, so these are the foundation values on how we started this company. We are humble, hardworking, and committed, pursue continuous improvement, net contributors, and forward-looking. Yes. So just a general disclaimer, but I think we've uploaded these presentations, so we can catch up with this later. Yes. So to introduce, like we mentioned, from the management of the Tekkara, from everyone associated on the internal side of Tekkara, we want to express our gratitude to investors, stakeholders, and well-wishers who have believed in Tekkara and supported us through this important phase. So since this is our first investor call after listing, we wanted to have this discussion with everybody in the best possible manner rather than just publishing the results, but talking about how we are working over here and what we are doing at Tekkara is what we would like to share. So first of all, I think everybody has seen the results uploaded. So we have shown around 28% growth in revenue compared to our last year. And we congratulate and thank everyone for helping us and being a part of this journey. We're looking forward to further expansions, further big projects, and further plans which we need to execute. I'll just run through whatever we have done at Tekkara in upgrading our infrastructure, adding world-class machines so that we can serve our customers better and deliver quality. Right. So, yes. So if you see a couple of images I have put here, so these are some of the machineries on the left, if you see, which we have built and we have installed in our premises. Now, what this has done is this has increased our machining capability, our machining reach, our capacity. Everything is doubled now. This is helping us scale up and portray ourselves as a leading manufacturer in aerospace and defense industry. And on the right, you see that is our plant one, and the image is clicked from the plant two. So this is the 80,000 sq ft facility with plant 1 and plant 2. And I'm very proud to announce that we have leased another plant, which is our fabrication unit now. So that is expanding from a space and infra point of view. And another thing is what we are manufacturing needs world-class quality control setup to ensure that we are inspecting things as per the aerospace and defense standards to meet the global requirements. We have installed this high-class CMM machine, which is helping us do that. So this is the key highlight or key attraction, if we can say, at Tekera. This is a machine which is can make. This is a 6 meter long machine. And in a company of our size and scale, this is one of a kind machine now available in India. And this is going to give us huge boost to support the private sector PSUs in aerospace and defense. The requirements what are getting generated, and as per our experience, we have seen that such capabilities are rare, and with our technical competency, with our approach to capture the aerospace defense manufacturing market, such kind of machines are required, and we thank the investors in helping us acquire such technology and bring that to India so that we can expand and grow together further. The machine is now in the transit phase. It will come to Tekera maybe next week. Then we can do the installation for a month, and then it will start. It will get installed in plant 2, and we will have inauguration in the month of July. So further developments, as everyone must have seen, we have established a design center. So design center is a separate entity focused on the engineering and design side of the products we build. So last year, we saw a lot of inquiries and requirements getting generated, wherein the customers have requested for design to build support to commission. Earlier, we were already engaged in building activity, like manufacturing. But now with the manufacturing competency we have, we needed this design center to complement the existing infra. So this is what we have built. Our the main purpose is to cater to the internal design requirements and also to the external design requirements in aerospace and defense, as well as in any mechanical based industries. And we have all the softwares, all the hardware required to function and run such a high quality design center. We are heavily marketing this activity now, and we look forward to growing Tekera as a group and design center as an individual entity also. Another one is Carbor Electric. So they are into specialized motors. They are also working into aerospace defense domain as well, but on the motor and the electrical side. So this strategic investment is also done considering the fact that as Tekera Group, we need to build in-house competencies in each domains, which we are forecasting and anticipating will grow in the country and in the world. And we've spoken to the promoters at Carbor. Their interests and our interests align. The kind of passion they have for the electrical technology is something which we have to grow Tekera as a group company and also to grow into aerospace and defense. So that's what has fueled this investment into Carbor Electric. This company is also based in Pune only, so makes it easy for us to work with them as and when required. So just one update now. In February, Tekera participated in the Defense Expo. So this was we participated for the third time, but at this scale, we did it for the first time in the month of Feb. And we have seen massive response from customers, from people not around from investor side and mainly from potential customers who want to engage with MSMEs in aerospace and defense manufacturing. And the best part about this, Tekera were part of the India Pavilion, which was a complete pavilion established by Ministry of Defense to showcase the capability India has for the world in this area. And good part was that on the left, if you see, is the highlight by our Shri Raksha Mantri Ji, Rajnath Singh Ji, on his social media platforms, where he had mentioned about how India Pavilion is showcasing different kind of developments and manufacturing capability in aerospace and defense. And out of 3 to 4 podiums visited, ours was one of them. Rather, he had a quick 2-second word with our CMD Nimesh sir as well, and complimented us on the kind of work we are doing in the aerospace and defense sector. And that was the podium which we had, the bottom image. So this is basically scaled down models of what we manufacture, made it easy to understand by giving references of the aircrafts we have to work on. Like there is a commercial aircraft on the right. There is IF Tejas over here. There is another tooling from Rafale over here. So that is the kind of manufacturing we do. And that is what we were able to exhibit. Thanks to the Ministry of Defense for giving us this opportunity. And based on that, we now want to increase our global footprint. And that can happen by exposure. Such exposures will come from similar kind of expos which happen in the world. For example, there is a Paris Air Expo happening in June, and it is the biggest expo in the world. All our customers are participating, and Tekera is also visiting there for 3 to 4 days. We have lined up certain meetings with customers to try and convince them to make in India and manufacture with Tekera. And like we said, the world-class infrastructure which we are building, which is necessary to make sure that such customers trust the MSMEs in India. And that is our ultimate aim, to bring tier one OEMs from outside to make in our country and to directly choose us as their manufacturing partners. So that would be a very core focus for us going forward, where we want to supply the global supply chain. So if we have to talk about key points which Tekera want to focus in the future and make the best of the installed capex at Tekera now, which happened from October to March, what we would like to do is focus in 5 areas: building infrastructure which is world class, which we can bring our customers from outside and show how we are manufacturing in controlled temperature environments, and we are having clean rooms for critical aerospace components. Then with the design center, how we can cater to their engineering requirements, not only build for them but also help them engineer their products right from conceptualization phases. So in aerospace, because the manufacturing technology comes from outside India, so the data, the design data which we have to build is of very old kind. This is from 1970s, 1980s. So that data needs re-engineering, which is called digitization. So that is where also Tekera Design Center wants to make the most of that.
Safflower.
Expanding global presence. So by participation in outside shows, we want to expand our reach. Already we have supplied to some parts of Europe, some parts of Southeast Asia and the United States. So it is not that something is new to us. We can definitely meet their quality standards. So during one of the discussions, we internally with our leaders and team members, we decided to improve our in-house efficiency by being reliable and fast. That is the kind of USP which Techera wants to build. And by lean manufacturing approach is how we are targeting. So our first step is to bring lean culture. By bringing lean culture in our manufacturing and slowly moving into bringing new technologies like establishing IoT or getting into AI-based process approach. So that is what we are looking at, and to include such kind of technologies within our own manufacturing setup. And to build a culture which is focused on technology and people, and of course aligns with our values and purpose. And the kind of second and third tier leadership which we are building now is completely process driven, focuses on how the team members can become independent, so that the management can focus on strategic initiatives and take Techera to new heights, of course, and it will happen with the support of the investors. So we are very thankful for the trust, and we strongly believe that the kind of exposure India is getting, Techera is in right place, in right position to make most of those opportunities, to make most of these increased capacities. And it has never been only about adding machines and increasing capacity, but the kind of machines we have added bring new dimension to the manufacturing which we are doing. So I just wanted to quickly say that once again, we are trying to build trust, precision in a future-ready aerospace ecosystem. Our foundation, our values are very strong. Our intention is to grow this company with the best possible effort and passion, and establish ourselves as a world-class manufacturing unit, which is reliable and which is fast. We recently saw India become overtaking Japan and becoming fourth largest economy. And soon we will go up. So that is happening because as a country, we are becoming reliable and fast. And we want to be a part of this revolution, which will happen together with your support, with a lot of discipline while we are executing, and a lot of ownership of the actions what we are doing at Techera. Yes, thank you. And some of the things what I had to mention is, every one of us has seen how the month of May has gone for us as a country, and this is going to fuel a lot of more opportunities in this sector. We have seen certain announcements coming from ministries regarding investments in this sector, right? So the listing, the increase in capabilities has happened at the right time for us, and we are very much looking forward to be a part of this new projects which the government has launched. Along with the government, there are a lot of private players investing, and Techera are looking forward to them. So that concludes the presentation. I would just want Nimesh sir, if he wants to add something, or anyone from Techera management, then we can talk further.
It's fine, Meet. Good going. Keep going on.
Yes, Meet. I think it should be continued like this only.
Okay. So now we can talk about any queries which investor has. If they want to ask certain questions, we are available. And we also mentioned previously that our approach has always been to build better relations with our investing partners and stakeholders. And whatever infrastructure we have built, whatever plant we are building, and the products we are into, We would love if the investors want to come and visit Tech Era. There are appropriate channels available. You can get in touch with our company secretary, Pratiksha. Then Puneet is there, of course. And we can always visit here. We can talk face to face, and we can also discuss further other things so that everybody gets to know at the back end what kind of work we are doing in aerospace and defense, and also in the design center now.
Yeah, for questions, fellow investors can raise their hands and we'll take these questions one by one. We'll start with AK Investments first. Please unmute yourself and ask your question.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Am I audible?
Yes, you are audible.
Yeah. Thank you. And congratulations for the great set of H2 FY25 results. Sir, my first question is, in FY26, what is our growth expectation for the revenue? And EBITDA margin has been declined in for the whole year FY26, which is 17.37%, which was 22.5% in last year. So what is the reason for the same?
So I will answer about the FY26 growth scale. Like we mentioned, if we see the historical data of the company, we have shown a certain percentage trend increase. And at bare minimum, we definitely look to maintain and improve that, because we have done that without the CapEx which we have now. So we are looking for a very strong and positive FY26. And the current efforts being taken into marketing the company is also going to reflect shortly in H1 and H2 of the FY26. And related to EBITDA, I think if you can repeat that question, and I would request Nimish sir or Harish to also answer that.
So, sir, FY25's EBITDA has been for the full year 17.37%, which was 22.5% in FY24. So what is the reason for the decline in the same?
Basically, this is not, you can say, directly decline. This is a project-based company, and margins vary from product to product. So sometimes you may see a higher EBITDA, sometimes a little bit lower, but it is not impacted too much.
It will not be major difference.
Okay. So FY20, can we assume 22 to 25% EBITDA in FY26?
I think in percentage,
you can assume it, because this industry is in that range only.
Okay. All right, sir. And sir, how much order book currently we do have? Orders on hand?
If we compare to the last year, it is
substantially
100% more than, it's a double. If we compare last March 24 and March 25, it is definitely twice.
So, and what was the number of FY24?
Sir, I please request you for only three questions. Sir, you can come in the queue, please, from AK Investment.
Sir, I just want to, Puneet, I just want to answer this question. So, to dear investors, so every time when we talk about certain set of numbers, which by position, by a role, it is difficult for us to disclose, it takes away a lot of competitive advantage, because the capacities can be mapped towards number of orders, and the new customers might gauge that differently. So that is the reason we don't disclose on those numbers. But please be rest assured that we have a healthy order book that is keeping our CapEx and machines occupied. We are running all three shifts, and that is a very positive sign. Thank you.
Okay, Mitch sir, very well understood. Thanks for the answering my question, and all the best for FY26. I will get back in the queue.
Thank you, sir.
Question from Sumit Chopra.
Yeah, am I audible?
Yes, we are audible.
Yeah, thanks for giving the opportunity. One bookkeeping question that I want to ask from the current set of the number is that there is a one loans and advances figure of 14 crore which are appearing in the asset side. So what is that advance is for and to whom we have given that advance? So like on one side, we are taking a long term loan of 5 crore and on other side, we are giving some loans and advances of 14 crore. What exactly, if you can help me reconcile this? And in continuation to that, we have recently raised the funds through IPO. Then why there is a need to raise this additional long-term loan of 5 crore that arises so soon? We have just done the fundraising. One question on bookkeeping on this. And second question, there is excess amount of 2.7 crore that we have utilized for general corporate purpose. And I believe that proceeds is out of the CapEx proceeds. So why we were not able to anticipate it earlier, now there is an excess amount spending of 2.7 crore which we would have paid for the repayment of debt.
Nith, can I address that bookkeeping point?
Yes sir.
So that 14 crores in that in loans and advances, it is given for the advance to the supplier, so for purchase of plant and machinery. That meet just recently mentioned that is shown in the photograph, so that they're expecting that plant and machinery in next 1 week. So it is for that only.
Okay, and a long-term loan of 5 crore that we have additional raised,
I can put emphasis on this. The point is, the machinery, if you go machinery which we decided to go for is a 5-axis machine, which is around, if your size is concerned, it is 4.5 by around 1.6 or 1.7 meter when we decided to go. But once we went there to see the machine, to understand the machine sizes and all, we realized that nobody is having one of the big kind of machineries in India, and some our PSUs are looking for big machineries, which we understood. So all of a sudden we decide that why don't we go for a machine which is bigger and which we will be the only one in India, our size of the company, as Meet mentioned earlier also. So here the cost of the machinery has got bit of rise. We have taken some liberty on that, and we believe that now you can see the impact of these machines in these years is a huge. So that is the reason the cost of the machinery is higher than what we decided. And that's why we have to go for that.
Sir, this is the same machine that 6.2 meter 5-axis which we have
displayed? No, earlier it was a different one. That's the point. Earlier was a smaller one. And as and when it is a technical side of things, as and when if you go increase the Y-axis, then cost of the machinery is increased by substantially. So the Y-axis increased from 1.6 or 2 meter to 3 meter. So the cost of the machine has got increased. So that is the basic reason we have to incur the cost in the machineries, and we will take the advantage of it in coming years as well for this.
Got it, sir. And sir, this we have procured domestically or we have imported it?
No, it is
imported. We have imported it.
Okay. It is still nobody manufactured in India.
Okay. And any light you would like to throw upon that excess expenditure of 2.7 crore of general corporate purpose? What was that for?
Meet?
Yes. So basically, along with when we buy the machines, there are a lot of accessorial expenditure are there, which we need to upgrade our plants, to upgrade our capabilities, and not only in terms of machine, but in terms of infrastructure. So that is that expenditure which was necessary for us to do at that point of time, or then it won't complement the machines which we have. The plant has to look at a certain standard if we want to attract tier one OEMs to come and directly work with us. So that is the general corporate funds which we have utilized. And it also consists of some design software parts, some IT hardware part, which is necessary from a compliance point of view, because all the data we handle is confidential since it is from defense OEMs and it is from aerospace, it is related to the aircrafts. So it is all combination of all the requirements which come when we are working in such kind of industry, which we also learn gradually. As in when we grow, we also gradually get exposed to such kind of things.
Okay, and sir, in similar question what earlier participant was trying to understand, which you have responded that it is because of the change in the product mix that margin in some part of the year may be higher or some part of the year may be lower. So sir, what is the sustainable gross margin that we can expect from Tekera going forward?
Yes sir. See, the previously that raised the EBITDA, there is not reduced in the current financial year. So there is a little bit of confusion. If we'll compare that to FY24 and FY25, EBITDA percentage remains same in the range of 17% to 18%.
So actually my question is from gross margin point of view, if you see in current H2, my gross margin is 63% as compared to the 67% of H2 March 24. So there is a 300-400 basis point fall in the current half year YOY. So is this the sustainable 63% or what we can expect going forward? That is the guidance what I am seeking for.
Yeah, already Mr. Harish has already addressed this. It is depends on the mix of the products. So we are in this line, it's a development and a standard product. So on the basis of a development products, then it will be that little bit here and there, positive and the negative. You know, where there's a standard, due to that operational efficiency, it will be reduced. So more or less, it will be in that line only.
So full year basis, we can consider the current margin.
Yeah, yeah. So it will be remain that line.
Okay.
We'll take next question. Thank you,
Sumit.
Next question from Ashish Suniji.
Yeah, sir, can you hear me? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, so I think I'm new to the company. I just want to understand, I think you're close to 40 odd crores this year, and I think your order book is doubled, you mentioned. So what's the growth trajectory you're seeing next 2-3 years in terms of revenue aspiration-wise? I mean, margin-wise, there are a lot of questions, so I think we can understand the range you have given. But what is the company's aspiration in next 2-3 years in terms, because the business-wise, I think, if 100% order book growth this year from last year this year is coming, so what are your thoughts? I know marketing wise you're trying different forums and all, so just give a flavor qualitatively what you're trying to do.
So like we mentioned, the order book, I mean Harish mentioned double the order book, it is not double the turnover order book, and the answer got misinterpreted, I think. So the order book has always been strong, and like I said, the trajectory of the company from 2022-23 till date is the similar kind of trajectory will be there at bare minimum, and we definitely are working to push it further by 10 or 15% than what the actual growth rate is. So then you can now, I think, join the dots.
Okay. Other thing is, I think you attended some exhibition, I think in Bangalore you mentioned, and you're planning for Paris also. So did we get any leads, and what's your thought process when and in terms of leads, how many leads have you got, and do you think when you get that such leads, how long does it take to convert that into a project, maybe 1 year, 2 year, I don't know. That's what another
question. Yes, sir, you can answer
it. I can just give you one example. The industry is moving in a little bit of slow rate because number one, it's a baby industry in India. People are still skilled. We need to develop it to India to build the entire aircraft. If you go through the news today, it is in Times of India. The Indian government has declared some project, which is first aircraft will be built in 2035. And they are talking right now. So the aircraft is already been seen, a sample is already been seen in the Bangalore, but the manufacturing of the aircraft and start in 2035. So this is the slow rate of industries, but the tooling what we are manufacturing in the product what we are, it takes around 6 to 1 year to convert the customer's lead and to convert the new customer into our bank. So patience is the most important part of in this such kind of industries, because the order booking will be for the long-term perspective after once the customer has been set. Never go out, because it's very difficult even for customer to sustain this kind of suppliers, our kind of suppliers. So it is a win-win situation for both of the things. Initially, yes, it is taking time, but later on it's for long-term basis. Like if you know or I don't know, but the other companies who have a order booking is around 5 year, 10 year, 15 years for the part manufacturing and all. This kind of situation is now coming to our company as well.
And with the existing set of fixed assets, what we have, how much the potential peak revenue we can achieve? And typically, when you take any orders, and what's the typical execution timeline from like 6 months to 1 year or whatever? You can elaborate on that.
Sir, the order timeline of the order booking is depend on the size of the value of numbers of the PO. Maybe what is the value of that particular item, but in general terms, one tooling set, it is right from 3 months to 6 months. It can be anything. If it is a bigger project like automation, we took 1 year to hand over the project.
So current order book, what do you have in hand? It's like execution wise, how long it will take? It will take like 3 to 12 months is what I understand.
As I mentioned, it's depend on the size. So it may take 1 year also, and some orders is 5 years, 6 years also. So that is the way you have to consider it.
Okay. And with the question
of the request to come in the queue, please.
Puneet, my question was on fixed asset. How much revenue or turnover can be achieved? So can you answer that as well?
Hello.
Yeah. With your current fixed asset, how much of the revenue or turnover can be achieved and in how much time frame?
See, there are certain companies are there already who don't have the asset value, but they have a huge turnover. So you cannot have such kind of theory, because once the skill building is happening, will start happening in India, we can outsource the product also. We can outsource our work also. So it all depends on that. So it is not evaluate what asset value you have and how much turnover you can do it.
But if you can, from your ballpark estimate, based on whatever you have and what is in work in progress, what's the peak revenue? Because from investor point of view, that is important. So I just want to, I know it can be outsourced in certain scenarios, but
yes,
from your ballpark estimate, what's the value, if you can help us with that?
I think, Harish, Puneet, how we can add, give a value in this case to the investors. I think we cannot declare the numbers now. Yes, I know the situation is very, very positive and the substantial growth is going to be take place in this year. But how we will, because the effect of the IPO is coming now. So how we can answer this? Should we able to give them a numbers or what? But the question is, what he is asking is correct.
Sir, take your time. Maybe you can, if you're not right now, maybe in the AGM you can answer that.
Yes, Ashish, I think this is correct way. I think, and I appreciate you. If you have an opportunity, please come to the plant. We can have a discussion on this also.
Sure. No issue. Thank you, and all the best.
And okay. I think my as a chairman also, I'm requesting to all of you, as and when you have an opportunity, please visit us. Okay.
Question carry from on. Yes.
Yeah. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. Thanks a lot for giving me this opportunity, and congratulations for the strong set of numbers for the H2 and maintaining the guidance. So maybe I have a couple of questions, and I'll start off with the first one. So, and this is specifically for Mr. Nimesh Desai, that I have seen that in one of the podcasts posted on YouTube in the month of January, you have mentioned the vision of reaching an annual turnover of around 1,000 crores in the next 5 years. So is it just a vision, or do you think that you could get to that level? And what are the kind of operational plans or some mission statements which you are taking to reach that, if it is achievable?
We are working in that direction, basically. I don't know where.
So do you confirm?
Mm-hmm. I'm not confirming this. Where you have seen this? I very so here on
publicly available on YouTube platform. Okay, okay. You have an interview with a podcast available on YouTube where you have it's have mentioned the same. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So we are working on very genuinely on in this direction. So I cannot reveal this, but it's the way
we. Do we have some short-term plans or operational plans which we are aligning to reach that level? Because based on what I see from our fixed asset perspective right now, we may not be able to reach that level. So do we have some kind of plans which we have already created?
Yes, we have a plan for sure.
Okay,
perfect. I'm confident. Okay,
perfect. The next question would be from, I mean, we would have seen in the news yesterday or day before yesterday that Tata Airbus has set up a final assembly line in Karnataka for the H-125 helicopters. And also there was one more news yesterday for the Safran, and there are some talks going on for the engine manufacturing for the Tejas MiG-2. So is Tekera going to participate in any ways in those projects, and what could be the possible size of these projects?
I think H-125 Meet will be answer you right now because he is Meet. You please answer for H-125.
Yes. So what I would say is, when there is any final assembly or MRO or any kind of aircraft assembly or part manufacturing happening, Tekera is there in the tooling part, supply part. So be rest assured, whatever aircraft programs which come to India, we are always there. And another thing I want to say is, so why I say this is, if we check the history of the aircraft programs coming to India, we have always been there supplying and doing our part. And also the volume or the size of the project, it cannot be commented upon, because when we talk about H-125 assembly line, it does not only comprise of tooling, it comprises of digitization, design, building of it. These are greenfield projects. So they are, you know, distributed in various segments like electrical harnessing, then maybe lifting, tooling, design, painting, all those things. These are only mechanical aspects. There are non-mechanical aspects as well. So the size, we won't be able to comment. But yes, like I said, whenever an aircraft program comes to India, we are there.
Okay.
I want to add here, as mentioned, Meet mentions very correctly, in India, whenever the any aircraft new program, it's are there or will be coming, definitely we will be there. See, the building scenario for the aircraft, anything which requires, initially they need a part manufacturing. Just I want to elaborate our product range. So first of all, they start with the part manufacturing, we are there. Secondly, after making the parts, they are manufacturing the entire assembly of the product, assembly of that particular aircraft. They need a tooling systems, we are there. After building the aircraft and hand it over to the customers, they need a ground support equipments, we are there. So right from the scratch to start the build the aircraft, hand it over to the customer, and whatever the customer need to use that aircraft, that also we are there. So I think now you can elaborate yourself that how the range of the product what we have right now.
Okay.
We'll take next question, please.
Just one more question, please. So this is basically for one of our the Maharashtra Defense and Aerospace Venture Fund, which owns, I think, over 10% of the equity of the company and has been invested with you since 2021, right? So can you elaborate what is their contributions from a strategic perspective to Tekera as a company? And just to add on to that is, do you see them, considering that these are kind of venture capital funds who are basically having a four-year investment and have made quite a handsome return on their investment, do you foresee them exiting Tekera in the near future, like let's say in the next 1 year?
Yes,
they're exiting. is something which we cannot comment on right now, and it is I don't think that the investor or venture funds being a part of TechEra and exiting is something which as promoters we think on. But yes, what it does is it strategically gives us kind of credibility as promoters and as a company. When someone of that stature gets associated with you, that means that the kind of due diligence has happened with them over the years has been already checked and qualified upon, and it should give the investors a perspective on what kind of company TechEra is or what kind of vision or focus this company has, right? So like I said, we would always want to have more and more such partners, and because they are with us since 2021, and which is almost 4-5 years before today, we would love to take our investor relations not only with them but with everyone as long as possible, because we are a company which is there for long, and we'll be up there with the best aerospace companies in the country going forward with everyone's support and help. Thank you.
I'll go back in the queue.
AK Investment.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for the follow-up. Sir, my question was if you can split the revenue geography-wise. So what was the domestic revenue and what was the export revenue? And in export, what has been the geographies in FY25 particularly?
So in FY25, most of our revenue was domestic. I think 5%. 5-7% would be export, but rest everything was domestic. And the kind of quality we have delivered in the export project, that is putting us in a very good zone to bring more and more potential orders and work to India. And that is where we are participating in the Paris show to take that percentage to higher and also help our revenue from outside the India. And also such world-class machinery can be marketed more outside the country, and we can bring more and more work.
Yeah. Okay, sir.
I think India is now doing great in defense and aerospace. And the last one and a half months, you can see how our defense system has been taken over by the in the war. So I think we basically not require the people outside to capability to do it. So better we serve for our nation. Yes, there is an opportunity. We are going to Paris, so as Meet mentioned, and I believe that it will be increased for sure. But domestic is going to be the huge content for coming years. That's what I analyze the industries.
Right, sir. Very
next
well.
Question from Pratik Shivastav. Yeah, we have more questions. AK Investment. Sorry, please.
Yes, sir. I have one more question. So, sir, one of the companies which is in the same sector and space as we are, they have said that the government of India is inviting the bid for a nuclear energy turbine, and they have very huge plan for nuclear energy generation in the next 4-5 years. So, are we in the same segment? Do we provide any components or something like that in that sector?
As of now, we are not catering to that sector, nuclear side of it. But if you have mentioned, then we can have a look. If they have some manufacturing requirement, then we can have a look. But our focus has always been aerospace and defense.
Oh, okay. All right, sir. Okay. Thank you so much.
From Pratik Srivastav.
Thank you, sir, for giving me this opportunity. And first of all, let me congratulate you on a great set of numbers. So my question is on the accounting. Okay. So when I was reading this, your consol profit and loss statement, for FY24 whole year, I see the PAT, when I read it today, is what you release, it was 2.82 crores. But when I read in the RHP, it was 4.82 crores. So can you please explain the discrepancy of this PAT for full year FY24 between today's statement and the RHP?
I think the declaration already been given. Anyway, Harish.
So I think we have already provided declaration long back for that. So that was the difference in the restated and audited financials. And if you can, you know, go on the NSC website, you'll find a full cover letter with all the explanations given related to that. I think we spoke about it in the last call as well. So if I request you, can you just check that? And also thank you very much for the wishes which you have given us. We look forward.
Thank you, sir. So one more question which I have. I just sort of wanted to understand, you know, the business more well in terms of the, you know, our the duration of the project and the receivables, right? So can you explain how long the duration of the projects are, and what are the receivable cycles? Is it quarterly, or you get like end of something, or you get some bills, some early and then midway and then through the end of the project? So can you please explain that, sir?
So the scale of the project defines how big the project is. Some of them are 12 weeks, some are 16, some are 24. But some of them are staggered deliveries, like over 2 years, every 3 months, certain set of batches. And so it differs from the value. It differs from customer to customer because we are project based. It goes back to back, and a usual cycle would be 12 to 16 weeks. And on the receivable side, again, depends on the policies of these customers. PSUs have different policies. The private sector has different policies. We are working with some of the overseas customers. They have different policies. So some of them give us 30% in advance after delivery, 10% after prove out and installation. So again, it's how we negotiate based on how much is the value of the project. And if the customer is expecting any cost benefit to improve the receivable terms, then that is how we take it from case to case basis and our relation with the customers. But our all customers are good and quite cooperative in that terms, and which is a good thing for us, and it helps us manage and also execute the project.
Got it, sir. And sir, what would be the breakup between the of your revenues between government, private, and overseas?
So I could give you the breakup between aerospace and other sectors, automation and precision machining. So that is 70-30. And within 70-75 of aerospace and air, it keeps on varying actually. But there is a lot of improvement happening because our revenues are getting scaled up. So they are equally growing high in the PSUs also, and also in the private industry. And like you said, some like the previous investor mentioned about the H125 program. Initially last year it was C295 program. So based on what kind of programs get launched and what is our capacity situation at that moment, we take strategic calls, and this percentage keeps on varying. But as far as we are concerned, we are not limited or restricted to the amount of work we have to do or the orders we have to book. It is always positive towards both sectors.
Sir, also when we look at BOG and maybe not particularly in your vertical, but typical BOG and some other, you know, investors presentation, we have seen problems on receivables from the government, right? If you look at you know, in Jal Jeevan Yojana or some in the past, there have been problems in receivables on the BOG, you know, side of businesses, right? So are you also facing any issues with receivables from the government sector?
Sir, BOG, you are saying about this, can you elaborate?
D2G, sorry, sir. B2G, sorry, sir. I missed this.
We have B2G
products.
Yeah. We are not
so the government any challenge we deal with.
We are not facing any challenge, sir, from the PSU side to get the funds. They are very much on track.
Okay, okay. Because in Jal Jeevan Mission, we saw some problems with receivable on the.
No, we haven't faced. There might be.
Okay, you're not.
We haven't faced. We are very much. They are with us. We are very much on track, and we look. Once you deliver the product, we are getting the funds as per the purchase order and schedule.
Okay, okay. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Next question from Sumit Chopra.
Yeah, sir. Thanks for follow. Sir, if you can, from the engine overall side, if you can little bit elaborate about the type of the product that actually we are planning to supply or we are currently supplying, and how big can that market be for our products in MRO business?
Okay, so in MRO, it is a bit of technical questions, but anyway, so MRO means what? Engine is coming for the overhauling and they need to open the engines. Either it is commercial or it is defense related, any engine. So to open that engine, it cannot be that simple to be opened up a car engine. It is a very difficult task. So they need a certain kind of toolings, a set of toolings to open the one engine. It is any kind of, any type of engine, you take it from Rolls-Royce. So that set of entire tools we manufacture here to remove the equipment from the engine and to refit it once it is rework or rework will done.
Okay, and sir, how big can be the market for our products in this line of business?
It is very difficult to say in amount right now. Again, it's but if you go to the last year's information, that India is going to be a 2,500 crore market. That's what it is in news. So that's only in India I'm talking about. So you can elaborate the world now.
India only MRO?
Yeah, MRO. Okay. It's 2,000 crore.
Okay. It is comparatively, the aerospace manufacturing market is in billions. India are buying 1,500 aircrafts. Air India have bought 570, Indigo have bought 500, Akasa has bought 226. So which means there are 3,000 engines. And India is building 60 airports in next 5 years. They want to have 350 by 2047. So if that is the scale, no aircraft manufacturer can afford to take aircraft and engine outside India for maintenance. So guys like Safran, who are doing MRO right now, they are, and other players outside India are going to make this market worth a lot more. And this push is directly coming from tier one OEMs who are making these aircrafts to make the project affordable.
Okay, okay. And sir, one last question. Last year, like, we have guided for the 30% to 40% CAGR growth. So can we expect a similar kind of growth in FY26 also?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Sir, what kind of growth we are looking for FY26? If not any specific amount, if you can quote for some range in the terms of CAGR or percentage.
So you can, like I said, you can consider the previous 2 years and how we have progressed. That would be the minimum percentage range we are looking at. It will be better than the previous years.
Okay, sir. Thank you.
Next question from Naveen Devin.
Yep, thanks a lot. So the next question is with regards to the 5-axis machine which you have procured from Taiwan. So by when we can start production and how quickly we can ramp it up to full capacity? And do we have any confirmed order for that?
So the current orders which we have, are something which we can directly move on to that machine. So yes, we have the capability today to run the machine at full capacity, and it will start in full capacity from the month of August. So 1st of August is what we are looking at. But we have already done all the arrangements in terms of manpower, capability, training, softwares to make sure that we run it in full capacity from day one.
Understood. And in your investor presentation, you have maintained that you would be doubled. I mean, this is doubling your manufacturing capacity. Is that a right understanding? So from a sales perspective, I mean, a previous participant was asking, so we could somewhere look around 100, 120 crores, the range for the sales which we can achieve with the increased capex. Can it be a right estimation?
So
again, we can't tell it.
The number, like I said, is not something I can comment on, but we are looking positive, and we will definitely showcase the rise in revenue similar to the previous year, similar to this year.
Yeah, but with the new capacity, I mean, you have doubled the machine, so ideally it should be more than what you were able to do. Is my understanding not right?
So it will be,
yes, your understanding
more
is very
than
correct.
What we are correct. Your understanding is logically correct.
Very correct.
Okay, perfect. Sir, I have one more question with regards to the Tekera Aerospace India Limited and Tekera Design Center. So we had mentioned a couple of disclosures that we are creating two new subsidiaries. So what would be the nature of business with this? Design, I think you have already covered. What would be the aerospace entity doing? And do we have any strategic partners along with us in that subsidiary company?
So we have the aim of having Tekera Aerospace is also to be into the manufacturing domain, but the current scale at which Tekera parent company is operating, and there are a lot of opportunities which are, you know, more than the current scale which Tekera needs to kind of cater to, and in that there are a lot of smaller opportunities which are also available in the market, and the place where we are establishing this company is also in a strategic location to make the most of the manufacturing supply chain and add to our location and positioning geographically close to the customers.
So would it be Bangalore?
There will be, sorry?
Would it be Bangalore you're looking at?
It would be Nashik.
Nashik, okay.
Sir, one more bank in design. Yeah, see, good. When you have a company with a design and manufacturing setup, your design is supporting activity for the manufacturing which you are doing. This is what the normal scenario everywhere. So what you can do, what you can manufacture, that can be designed as well in your current design and manufacturing company. But when you establish and thought process is being changed from design company, the elaboration is going to be huge. It can be anything you can design. You can have a lot more business bring into the company being as a designer.
Sir, one more question was with respect to the Kalbor's EV associate company. Are we looking at increasing the investment? I believe it's an associate with 26% stake. Do we see any increase in the investment in that associate company? Because I believe they have done some good work with the axial flux motors, which are used in the EV space, and they are also interacting at an EV level. So how do you see the synergies playing out with Kalbor's EV?
I think so it's a strategic concern. I think we will take care of it in future as well. We can't elaborate this detail right now, but we will take a strategic call at that time whenever we need to do such kind of things. I think.
And do you see synergies between their work, which they are doing in axial flux motors, being also used somewhere in the autos aerospace?
Mabindu, we'll take the next question from Siddharth Nagda.
Yeah.
Yes.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So I was just curious in terms of the, you know, aero tooling side, at least from the little bit of studying I've done, I've seen that, you know, a lot of the engine OEMs and the larger airframe OEMs tend to work with a bunch of licensees, such as, say, AGSC, Rheinstahl, etc. So I'm just curious, Are we in touch with these licensees? What kind of a relationship do we have with them, etc.? You know, that'll be the first question. So, thank you.
So we are already, you are right that the engine tooling which gets manufactured, there is a license which the OEMs or the engine manufacturers give out. And we are working with some of them already. And one of the reasons we are participating and traveling to Paris is also to get in touch with more of such people, wherever OEMs have outsourced their license, to get in touch with them and see if we can bring the business opportunity to us. But we are already working with some of them.
Understood. So, and so just curious on an investment front, like just from our own investment and capacity creation front, say in the hypothetical event that, you know, one of these marquee licensees would like to procure, you know, say a large order from us, how do you foresee the amount of incremental investment, both in terms of machinery and manpower that we potentially have to make? Thank you.
Yes. So we are, if there is a potential opportunity which is getting materialized at such a high scale, we are ready in terms of technical capabilities, infrastructure capabilities, and financial capabilities also can be built upon if such kind of discussions are initiated with us. And we are looking forward to, you know, kind of market ourselves as someone who is ready for such opportunities also. Because the harder part in aerospace defense manufacturing is technical competency and manufacturing capability, which Tekker already possesses. So that is something which we want to market ourselves as.
And sorry, sir, just want to sneak in one last question. Could you also just take me through your experience on the airframe MRO side and, you know, how we look to expand within that market?
Airframe MRO side, we are already working on some of the tool manufacturing in that domain. And based on the commercial airport investments coming in that sector, our design center will play a very big part in also engineering these requirements for the buyers. And our manufacturing capability is already there, because we have built such units and systems in these MROs before.
Got it. Thank you, sir. Congratulations on the results. Thanks for taking my question.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'll read out some questions in Q&A, which are not yet answered. One anonymous question. Can you share the split of order book between aerospace, defense, and automation vertical? And any order book from Indian Navy and aerospace electronics for Carbos? I think it's partly answered, but first part you can.
So, like I said, disclosing the order book and the split does not give us any edge over competitors, and it becomes challenging, because then there are judgments made about our capacities, and we then lose in terms of new business being awarded to us. So we would like to refrain from disclosing any numbers in that domain.
Next question from Pratik Srivastav.
Yes. Thank you once again, sir. Sir, I don't have a question per se, but I just have one request from the investors community. I know you are not obliged to give like quarterly results, but you know, from the investors community, a kind request to you, if you could keep at least give quarterly business updates. That will be really great, sir.
So I take your request. So what we'll do is we will discuss this internally with our board, and we'll see how we can keep transparency immediately without waiting for the half yearly thing.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you.
And take it very positively, sir. I think questions which you have asked, this is telling us that how you people are keen to invest into the companies like us. So I think we will take it in a positive way and give the feedback.
I'll take another question from Q&A, which is by Ashwani Agrawal. What is the thought behind incorporating Tekera Design as 51% subsidiary and remaining shareholding being kept by promoters?
I think the way we have a consulting firms, what we are working with them, and the way they have suggested us, that's what the way we are working. Nothing specific, I think. But to establish a design company separately, is I already mentioned about that.
All right. There is another anonymous question, which is, how do you handle distortion compensation during large format tooling fabrication for fuselage jigs and wing skins? A bit technical question.
Okay, so this is our bread and butter. So we have all kind of equipments and technical capabilities, which we are demonstrating by delivering such kind of products frequently to our customers. And every time we deliver similar kind of products, we learn something out of it, and then we implement and improve it going forward. But we have the picturing, the kind of lifting equipment, the kind of fabricating equipment, inspection equipment, which kind of certifies what we have done to control the distortion and to maintain the requirements as per the customer drawings, is what we always ensure.
Okay, and now we have last question from Ankit Agrawal. Ankit, you can unmute and ask a question. Ankit, if you're speaking, we cannot hear you.
Is it unmuted now? Can you guys hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Sir, just one follow-up question. You mentioned that we have taken a loan of that 14 CR and for that 5 axis machine, which is not present in India. I believe it's a Ken Aichi machine. So can you just elaborate like how this machine will help us to service, like increase our capability for manufacturing?
Sir, the point is, it's a 6 meter by 3 meter by 1.2 meter. It's a huge machine. You can fit directly such component onto, and it is a continuous 5-axis machines. I believe I'm not comparing our company with Tata's and HL and all these companies. They must have these machines, but nobody in India have these machines. So what exactly you want to understand, from what type of component we're going to make or what?
Sir, actually, the reason I'm asking is that this is a machine which, if no one has, as you mentioned, in India, and we will be importing it.
Mm-hmm.
So the kind
like,
of product
like company
that,
like us.
Company like us, correct. So the kind of products that we are making currently versus, you know, our capability to make newer kind of products will enhance, is what I'm assuming, after we are using this machine. So I was just asking that how much our capabilities, we think that will it increase in terms of the number of components or the type of components that we can manufacture? Like exactly just what is the tangible benefit of this machine, sir, is what I'm trying to understand.
For example, if I can give you example, aapne PSLV dekha hoga. Have you seen that PSLV?
Yes.
Rocket?
Yes.
Which is,
yes.
On the top of the PSLV, sir, you can see the huge cell
cone
is there, which is in round shape.
Yes.
Cell ka jo, there are number of holes to be required to be drilled on that. That can be done on our machine. And the cell of that particular PSLV, the length is 3 meter, 4 meter, 5 meter, and which requires to be machined on 5-axis machine only.
Sorry.
This is one of the example. Okay. I'm giving you. And this kind of,
yeah,
lot of things, we can do it.
Sir, aerospace industry mein component ka geometry aisa hota hai. The references with one another are very important, and without such kind of machines, those geometries cannot be achieved. So we need, everybody in this industry needs these machines.
Sir, one last question, if you permit. I joined late, sir, but any kind of guidance for this year or next 2 years, 3 years, if you want to give, or you don't want to give anything on that front, please.
So we already mentioned guidances that we are doing good work in this industry. Just keep faith and we will see good and positive results better than this every year. There will be better results from the previous years because the kind of competency we are acquiring on our journey towards excellence, we are learning and improving. And hence, obviously, you guys are trusting and believing in the kind of work we are doing. We would like if you would maintain and keep that faith. And definitely, we would love to have you guys visit us also if there are any proper queries or if you want to see what we are doing, what the machines do. So we are always welcome. Request everyone to follow the channels through our company secretary and Puneet, and it will be taken care of.
Thank you, sir, and all the best for the future.
Thank you.
Okay. So now all the question answers are over, and we can have a concluding remarks from you, Meet sir, then Nimesh sir, and then Arish sir.
Yes. So once again, thank you very much for joining. So this investor presentations after the result or calls is a way of us wanting to always interact with everyone and get to know the sentiment which you guys have about the company to make sure that both of us as partners are on the right page and we are doing work with utmost passion in this industry and we look forward towards positive growth in the years to come. It's a long-term project and we are here to work long-term and help deliver excellence in India's aviation ecosystem. Thank you, everyone.
My side, I think, thank you so much, all the investors. Please rest assured and be trust on us. That's it. Thank you very much. Harish, yes. If anything you want to add?
No. Thanks, everyone. Justin.
All right. That concludes the Tikera Investor call. I have dropped my email ID in the comments. You can reach out to me, tikera@samvadpartners.com. Thank you to all for connecting here. Have a good day.